This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Hey, you, start learning the U.S. Federal Poverty Guidelines. There are two more weeks on the countdown to your chance to finally get health care coverage for you and your family. If you don't have it, or to potentially get some help in paying for it if you do have it. And my bet is many of you are still clueless about it. The simplest clue I can tell you is to get ready to jump on the internet now or then at www.healthcare.gov or reach out to any navigators as soon as they are funded and cooking. Most of you are still thinking, hey, dude, I wish this would give me a hand, but I'm working or I probably make too much or whatever, so it's probably not for me. Okay, maybe so, but you could be wrong. Look at the chart below. If you make less than four times the federal poverty level, no one in your household, as defined for tax purposes, receives an offer of affordable coverage from an employer, you may very darn likely qualify for a subsidy from the health exchange marketplace. 400% of the federal poverty level is a lot of money for a lot of households. Footloose and fancy-free single payer, then it's less than $46,000 per year, or someone making, frankly, more than $20 per hour, and that's a lot of people. Got a partner and a couple of kids for a family of four, then it's qualification if you make less than $94,000 per year, and that's a pretty good wallop of money too. But you could still get some help. You and your partner just got married or are filing together, then for the two of you, $62,040 per year. Are you starting to follow me through this now? In Citizen Wealth, my book from a couple of years ago, I argued we needed a national campaign to achieve a maximum eligible participation, meaning that we achieve income security for families by making sure that they get the full benefit of all local, state, and federal programs that have been created to help us. This is a golden opportunity to make sure people vote with their feet by proving how much we want health protection by making sure we get on now and get it right later. That's the big fight politically and a big prize for all of us personally. I'm not saying it won't be confusing. There will still be surprises in store, no doubt. One of the big surprises, though, may be that you get solid support in paying the bills and actual health care coverage for you and your family. You may not like the fact that it says poverty at the top of the guidelines, but you'll like the fact that you have some help on the way. For questions or comments, this is Wade Rathke, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.